Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of I'll Be the Judge of That. I'm your host, Evan Ryan Lewis. Here with me is my co-host, Adam Eagle Rock. How are you, Adam?
I'm phenomenal. How are you?
Love to hear it. I'm phenomenal as well. I'm hosting the show this week, which means we have a guest. He's your flesh and blood. He's been on the show before. They call him the Don of Venice. Please welcome Mr. Logan White. Logan, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Yeah, welcome.
To be here.
Yeah. Yeah. You were out of town, weren't you? Welcome back to LA.
I was out of town. Just got back.
Nice.
It's in Utah. Skiing.
How's the trip?
Perfect. Perfect conditions. Amazing time. I was with some really good friends from school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's great. Let's see. We flew out there Wednesday of last week. Got back mm-hmm. Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, let me tell you about this flight real quick. one of my buddies from New York flies out to LA for a couple days, and then he's like, I'm going to get on the flight with you to go to Utah. And I'm like, great. Sit next to me. Gave him my flight information. He's completely aloof. Doesn't book the seat next to me. Whatever. So we're on the flight, but, you know, we're like able to like look back at one another with the seat that he ends up getting.
Mm-hmm.
But I sit down and I think I've been cursed on planes with the type of people or the luck I get with like the seat, you know, invariably if I'm, you know, near, if the plane's not full, I've got two people next to me. If I'm in the middle, you know, the biggest loser cast is sitting on either side. but on this flight, I was a window, the cutest like little girl sits next to me. She was probably like 6 years old, and the mom, and I think I got conned on the flight, but I don't know what the loss is yet. However, from the moment that we took off to the moment that we landed, there was just like the little girl and the mom are talking to me the whole time, telling me their life story. The girl's like throwing her toys and they're just like landing on me, keeping me very engaged. And in the middle of the flight, the little girl goes, I like you. You're the best. You two should exchange information. She said, exchange information.
Wow.
And ooh. I started laughing and I was like, this is pretty like forward of the 6-year-old. And it was also like, I was just being nice, just so you know. And then, the mom just took out her phone. It's like, yeah, we should. And she was just calling me the whole time I'm in Utah. We're both flying to Utah. It's nonsense. Come hang out. You know, my daughter loves you. This and that. And I just had to think that this ain't the first time.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
And I even like when I got my bag off the what do you call it, the conveyor belt thing, the little girl came up and hugged me and said, I'm gonna miss you. It's almost like I was like in like a third world country and I was like, you know, someone was like gonna get something out of me. So this could come out in a couple of weeks. We don't know what could happen in the next couple of weeks, but I think the mother and daughter were working in tandem to get my number. And yeah.
And classic. You think classic. That she just needed a babysitter, or is there some kind of there's like an Oliver Twist feel to this whole story?
Yeah, but what was very strange also is that she was texting me at first as if I wasn't the person that she just met. She was like, the opening of the text was like, hey, I'm going to see the folks. We're going to be running around all day. I'll let you know about this evening. And that was the first text. I didn't ask about this evening. I don't know who your folks are. And then the next one, and then I didn't know what to say. I said, okay. And I said, I'll be skiing. And followed up with, she said, oh, skiing's great. I haven't gone in so long. Would you happen to have a helmet for her daughter's name? Why the hell would I have a helmet for a six-year-old girl? Yeah. And I responded and I said, I'm pretty sure you can rent those things.
So you're playing
that,
the game.
That was like part of our last communication. And then there was just this bunch of calls. So I don't know if she got me confused with someone. Nothing really made sense from there on out.
So you got picked up by a six-year-old.
I got picked up by a six-year-old on behalf of a probably 38-year-old. I don't know. But that was the first time that happened to me.
Yeah. Usually you're picking up six-year-olds, so now it's a little reverse. Tables have turned a little bit.
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Okay, let's get the show started here. Logan, you've been on before, so you know how this works. You're the guest. You get to go first. Do you have a topic for us?
Yeah, I do have a topic. This will apply to at least one of you.
Oh, God. I already know that this is going.
As a man that is in a relationship going towards a relationship, are you allowed to leave the house and go to a public place in gray sweatpants?
What does the relationship have to do with this?
So,
because as a single person, I you don't have to answer to anyone. It's like kind of like the girl equivalent would be like showing, I don't know, some cleavage or something. Maybe dressing a little bit, you know.
Risque. The gray sweatpants are a little sexual in some way.
If you don't know about this, then you don't need to know about this.
So, okay. So this is, I was hoping you would say that, Logan, because I think the gray sweatpants thing came up like mid to late COVID, you know, like late 2020, early 2021.
Yeah, there was a lot of sweatpants being worn.
Yeah. And Logan said something about the gray sweatpants. And I said, well, what is that? You know, what's the deal with that? And he said, if you don't know about it, you don't need to know about it. Now we're 4 years later. I still don't know about it. I'm assuming it's because you could see your schnitzel.
I think not see it, but get an idea of the schnitzel.
Well, what's the color have to do with it?
Well, black, you don't see any sort of, you know, concave, convex depth perception. White won't gray ask, you know, the general public, the gray really put a sort of mold around what's going on.
Doesn't it depend on the size of your schnitzel though? I can't even wear parachute pants.
It doesn't depend on them, but you're going to have more of a shadow or something depending on it.
If this is the topic, I'm going, hell yeah. And your wife or your girlfriend should know exactly who you belong to, okay? But you are totally allowed to rock your gray sweatpants down at the Santa Monica Pier. I don't know if you want to there, per se, but yeah.
Okay. Not that this is a real life scenario,
mm-hmm.
but let's just say a couple of months ago, you were making a run to Erewhon to just get some food, and someone said, you ain't wearing that.
Really?
Mm. Mm.
I don't have a problem with it.
If you chose to wear it, like if you, for example, if you're in your house and you're rocking some, like, I don't know, gym shorts or something, and then you're
and
like,
then you actively choose to change into.
Yeah, I don't think like you could, like, you know. Yeah, because if my wife, if we were like, yeah, let's go hit Trader Joe's real quick, and she's like, yeah, sure thing, let me change, and then puts on some like cleavage showing, no, like, what are we doing here? Not at all. You got to rock what you're wearing.
You can't actively make the choice to be like, I'm going somewhere. I'm going to put these on.
Right, right. But if it happens by happenstance, hell yeah. Yeah, you don't need to change. You don't need to change. She should feel confident.
I'm going to be really curious to see what the female listeners of this pod say.
Yeah.
I think that, because I think generally we're clueless about this.
Yeah. Well, it's a good time to remind our listeners that you can vote on our Instagram on Friday at JudgePod. So let your voice be heard. I have no problem with this whatsoever. I'm going to throw a topic in here, if you don't mind. Can you drink non-alcoholic beers at work? Like, you're at your desk and there's like six empty beer bottles. But they're not alcoholic. Can you do that?
I suppose you could. I wouldn't. I think that even establishes I've got more of a problem than someone who's just slamming heavy, you know, Bud Heavies.
I'm going hard now. You absolutely can't be cracking what's the beer called?
O'Doul?
The OG one? O'Doul's. You can't be cracking O'Doul's at the office desk.
I actually read a profile about this company called Athletic Brewing.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Wall Street Journal, and it was super interesting how it's a non-alcoholic beer. Their branding doesn't say non-alcoholic or anything like that, and it's like one of the fastest selling beers in the country. Like, they're growing like crazy. People really enjoy their products.
The non-alcoholic space is big.
Big, yeah. People like the taste of beer. Some people want to sit and work with a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or a kombucha. You know, what's so bad about a Heineken 0.0?
I don't think that it's. I think it's just like typically the people who are drinking those had a problem with alcohol, I would assume, and then they're just bringing it up in the workplace at all times. But even if you were, I don't think you want to drink six of any sort of carbonated beverage at work.
Well, the six maybe was a little bit of an exaggeration, but like you could pop a kombucha, no one cares, right?
Is please tell me that you've witnessed this and it came from a story.
It didn't. I was just reading the story about Athletic Brewing, and they're like, yeah, people like having them, you know, at lunch with friends when they have to go back to work or after they finish a race or, you know, whatever. It's not like the stereotype of this is for people who are sober, or, you know, they were saying that people at the bars, like, you know, if you're going to drink eight beers over the course of a long afternoon at a football game, maybe they'll throw in three or four Athletic Brewing beers, you know, to kind of slow the pace, but they still like drinking the beer. Like, there's a lot of, you know, use cases for these non-alcoholic beers. And like, as they become
you
more
also
popular,
like, you drink it slower because it's not water. And it actually, you know, makes it so you're not, you know, outside of what's going on socially. I think that's also why Liquid Death, not to give a plug here, but I think that was their whole concept, is that people could drink water and it looked like a beer.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I am, you're talking to the guy that drinks both Athletic Brewing and Liquid Death, okay? And I'm not cracking these open at the office. There's
you wouldn't drink a Liquid Death at work? Everyone knows those are water.
Not only would I drink Liquid Death at the office, but they're quite expensive. Mm-hmm. And I saw one office, they had them all. Like, they were all just drinking. I'm like, whatever happened to like a filtered water fountain? Like, what kind of bougie ass shit are you running over there? You got Liquid Deaths. But
probably a promotion thing.
I'm curious to expand this topic. Can you drink non-alcoholic beers anywhere that's not like a restaurant?
Yeah, of course. I think they're becoming very popular.
I could like go sit down and crack open a beer at a coffee shop while I'm doing my work for the day.
Well, I don't know if you want to bring in like an outside beverage, but
I think here's another scenario. Can you crack a non-alcoholic beer at your son's JV basketball game?
Yeah, this is exactly the use case. People like drinking beer, but they don't want to have the alcohol or get drunk. Think about going to the beach.
That is more acceptable than the work, because I just think the work, it's just going to bring into question your judgment. And that's really all that matters, is protecting your image at work, versus the actual work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what's the image of a dad at a JV basketball game slamming non-alcoholic beers?
That, you know, he can't get fired from that.
Yeah.
I'm going
I drank more coffee at work.
Yeah.
I said I'm on my third cup.
So can you drink non-alcoholic beer at work, Adam Eagle Rock?
Absolutely not.
Logan?
I'm going to go with just a no. Not an absolutely no, but a no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a no as well. Logan, you got another topic for us?
A girl that you like spends the night.
So classic.
Hypothetically, you walk her to the front door / outside every single time?
Say the question again.
A girl that you like, maybe you're talking to, maybe you're dating her, whatever. It's in some sort of stage of repetition. After you're done in the morning or whenever, and she chooses to leave, do you have to accompany her on the walk out? And mind you, you could live in a house. You could live in a big apartment building with door people. You could live in a small townhouse. Do you have to do this every single time? And in what case could you not make that walk?
Are we talking... This is absolutely hysterical, actually. Are we talking to your front door, or are we talking to the front door of your building?
Front door of the building.
Oh, then no. I don't think so. But to your front door is like a... Because I know you're the layout of your spot. Like, you got this, like, shotgun unit, you know? You got this long, long... like a home.
Yeah, no, it's like a 100-meter hallway.
Yeah, so it's like, do you need a, you know, if you're all the way on one side of the house, you need to walk them all the way. Like, they know where the exit is. Like, they came in.
It's the same, I think, concept whether you're walking to the front door of your place or even all the way out to the street level.
We should also note the cast of characters that were lining that 100-meter hallway is like a really mixed bag. You could get a hot chocolate magnate and a meditation guru and everything in between. Yeah,
true.
So, yeah, in that apartment building,
it's like walking through Venice in general.
Yeah, sure. It's like a little microcosm of Venice Beach in itself.
I guess it's just guy on the floor. My question is: it the proper thing to do to walk someone all the way out?
I'm going absolutely, but the real question is, like, is she a repeat offender? You know, how many times has she been here? Like, if this is, like, number 7, number 8, number 9, it's like, you know, what are we doing? 1, 2, and 3? You better walk your ass all the way to the front door of your building.
Well, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? Because you also don't have dedicated parking. So she might be 3 or 4 blocks away. So why would you take her to the front of the building but not to the car at that point?
Yeah, and then she's probably going to need groceries, right? And
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're in your gray sweatpants and everyone can see the outline of your schnitzel. It's, you know.
Once you establish that you're a walker-outer, you have to walk out.
And just to your front door of your building, not out onto the street.
Street level.
Even in New
just
York?
Just to street level.
I think so. Like, I think if you want to be a gentleman.
If the roles were reversed, it would be a nice touch to get walked to the front of their apartment or their unit. But I'd prefer to ride solo down the elevator.
I don't think they're walking anyone out.
No.
In New York?
Women in general.
Oh, yeah.
Unless they have a preference of how they lock the door or something.
Only OCD women walk you out.
Yeah.
This is, we're getting down to a dangerous topic pretty soon.
So, Logan, they call you the Don of Venice. I call you the Don of Venice, because you live down in Venice Beach and you have your spots. And we actually did an episode, I can't remember now, season 2 or 3, about greasing tips and tricks and how to get into restaurants and bars and so forth. So I recommend everyone goes and listen to that. Now, since you've been on last, there has been a major spike in inflation. Has this affected the pricing or of anything? What are we greasing now to get into a bar in 2024 in Venice?
You know, I think 40 is the new 20.
Well, if you guys recall from the last episode, the goal is not cash. The goal is to listen, right? Mm-hmm. I learned yeah. The goal is to listen to the gatekeeper and try to exchange something that is not cash, that is more valuable to
them.
Ideally,
you want to get to the level where you're buying a gift card to a place that they like for less money, but more thought.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then that gives you extreme, leeway. I have a friend also, he told me what he's doing, and this is fascinating. Like, he'll get four tickets to a Knicks game, and he's bringing one of his favorite doormen in the mix. And it's like experiential and thoughtful. And he's like, you only have to do it like once a year.
Yeah.
He'll always remember it. No one's doing that for him. I said, whoa, that's good.
So the dons of different cities, you guys connect, you guys communicate about new tips and tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking.
Yeah. Have you taken a doorman to an event?
I haven't. However, I did. I did ask one of them. He's since moved, so thank God I didn't. But I was going to bring him with me and two friends to a Lakers game.
And do you want to say the name of the establishment? We can bleep it if you want.
No.
So. I guess the trick with that though is you need to also be going with your buddies, otherwise it looks very much like a date.
Yeah, no,
or like
you
have no friends.
One on one, unless you're like, oh, I some two tickets just got passed to me for this. Do you want to just go? I know you know, we talked like you like football. The thing is, you'll probably get more out of the doorman than you will your actual friends, so it's probably a better choice.
You get four tickets to a Laker game. It's just doormen and maitre d's and waiters and shit. If you take a doorman to a Laker game, are you paying for all of their food and drinks and stuff while you're there?
I don't think you need to do that.
No, just the ticket?
Let's say you're also bringing like two work clients or something like that, then you can expense it. But
you're telling me you're bringing work.
It kind of reminds me of like dorm. George Costanza's at dinner with the exterminator. But yeah, no, I don't think you need to. No, the thing is, you want to establish friendship, even if it's not real.
Right. Yeah,
that's a quote. That's a quote.
Right. Yeah, your definition of friendship might be different than ours, but you want to establish something there.
Some sort of relationship.
Yeah.
I give you something, you give me something. And at the end of the day, that's what a work relationship is anyways, right?
Yeah.
Well, I have a topic here. And speaking about work relationships. So I had a meeting with a woman in the business. Now, I am friends with her outside of work. However, I haven't seen her in like 4 or 5 years. We follow each other on Instagram, though. And we partied together. She's married. She's got two kids, blah, blah, blah. And before she showed up, I was like, do I hug or handshake her when you go to meet a business colleague of the opposite sex?
What color sweatpants are you wearing?
if there's background and you have like a strong relationship, a hug is fine.
We don't, you don't really have a strong relationship. You know, like we just saw each other socially out.
But you knew her as a friend-ish acquaintance before work.
Yeah.
I think in that case it's a hug.
What about if she shows up with her like colleague and it's a guy? Do I go hug, handshake?
You don't know this guy, do you?
Let's say I know him, but not in the same way I knew her. Even so, I'm not giving him a hug, right?
Handshake the guy.
Handshake the guy and then hug the girl? Just because she's a girl.
It's in the corporate setting, it's still okay to hug. Not like, you know, it's like, you know, the one shot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the guy, yeah, of course, you can handshake him. Sometimes you bring it in. That's okay. But it's got to start with the handshake.
Uh-huh.
Right. I don't really, I've never hugged, like, the thing is with guys, it's a little different, right? You can start with the handshake to the hug. Right. I've never done that with a girl.
Uh-huh. That'd be hilarious.
So you got to choose. And I think in that case, you can hug. And with the guy, let's say you know him, you might want to just angle it up a little bit so it looks like you're going in for the, you know, like the Nadal. Like, boom.
The Nadal.
But you let him make the choice by the angle of your hand. But, you know, if he sends it out.
I got to practice that. I got to practice the hand angle.
Hand angle is important.
Another symptom of the pandemic is that a lot of people switched jobs, moved cities, et cetera. What are you seeing out in the field with your doormen and maitre d's, et cetera? Are you having to establish new relationships consistently, or are you starting to see some consistency?
It's, I honestly think that right after COVID, it was like a real beautiful sort of time period. A lot of people referred to it as a renaissance. Now we're getting back into the Iron Age, and everyone's moving. They're moving all over the place. Whole new cast of characters everywhere out here. It's really made me want to go out less. I also think that this is a time where you don't necessarily go out as much.
The winter.
Yeah, you're coming off of January. You want to, you know, make better choices, get in better shape. A little more vacations and family time, and it's colder. It's been raining here for, I think, about 4 weeks straight. So, like, just less, you know, less time kind of doing that. Also, for some reason, I think all the doormen and help are leaving places, and also everyone is born between February, like, 4th and, like, March 10th. I don't know what happened. We should, like, look back, like, in this 10-year span back then.
Why do you say that? Because you owe all these people birthday gifts?
It's a lot of birthdays and birthday gifts and birthday dinners. Just an insane amount.
Oh, we're still talking about doormen?
No. What I'm saying is, weirdly enough, it's like you're not going out as much because things are already planned for you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the doormen too.
I mean, maybe the doorman have.
You should see what was going in my head. I was like, "These guys walking around with gift cards."
You know,
every
maybe the doorman they're taking some nights off because it's their birthday. But I don't know if you guys have recognized this. I mean, we have one person here who has a early March birthday, but it's crazy. A lot of birthdays in this little like 5 week span.
Yeah, maybe all the doormen are at Laker games.
Getting lucky.
Yeah. With the dons of their cities. I think that's all the time we have for this week. But Logan, we always appreciate you coming on and enlightening us. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the time. I always appreciate talking to you guys.
Thanks for joining.
Adios.